So hello and welcome again, and in this episode I'm going to talk about stem cells, what they are. I'm going to talk about how they can be used to treat certain diseases, and I'm going to talk about some ethical concerns in relation to the use of stem cells in therapy and in medicine. Okay, so first of all, what are stem cells? Stem cells are can be found in multicellular organisms, and they have two important characteristics. First of all, they can divide. They can divide continuously, and they can also form different cell types. In other words, they can differentiate. They can differentiate along different pathways to form different specialized cells. Now, you might think, what's so special about them having the ability to divide? You have to understand that differentiated cells, like, for example, skin cells, nerve cells, especially nerve cells, and other cells, they do not divide anymore. So if you need more skin cells, then you need to make new skin cells out of stem cells. Okay, so this means that the stem cells, once you have, if you have a wound, for example, you hurt yourself, then the stem cells will become active and they will start to form skin. Okay, and there are certain tissues and organs in the body where there are not a lot of stem cells. Like, for example, nerve cells cannot form very easily. Okay, but for some human tissues, like the bone marrow, the skin, and the liver, there are plenty of stem cells around. Now, there are two different types of stem cells. One of them are the so-called embryonic stem cells, and the others are so-called adult stem cells. The embryonic stem cells are basically after you've got a fertilized egg cell, then this egg cell will divide, and then you have an embryo, and those embryos, those cells of the embryo are all the same, and they are stem cells because they have not yet differentiated, they have not yet formed the different tissue types, and over the course of the next couple of days or weeks, they will start to differentiate until you have the different tissue types. And the second type of stem cell are those stem cells that I already talked about, are those stem cells that can be found in the adults, the adult stem cells, which are used for regeneration. Okay, so we have also right now in our body stem cells that are able to form new tissues in order to, for especially for repair. Okay, now the thing is the following: stem cells can be used to treat certain problems, certain medical problems. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to talk about two of those ways how you can use stem cells in therapy. And then later on, I'm going to talk about some ethical concerns or ethical debates or discussions that arise out of that. So the first thing is there is a disease called Stargardt's macular dystrophy. Stargardt's macular dystrophy. And this is a genetic problem where the people become blind. Okay, so this basically starts between ages 6 and 12 in children. And it's because of a DNA problem, a recessive mutation in a gene. And the people they basically will start to lose their vision because the nerve cells in the retina, in the eye, the photoreceptors, they die off or become damaged, and they progressively lose their sight. And you can now use stem cells. You can now inject stem cells into the retina of the eye. And those stem cells will then form new nerve cells. So basically the nerve cells in the eye that are still there will tell the stem cells also to become nerve cells. So in other words, you can somewhat at least restore, or this is kind of what they hope to do, to restore this this form of, to restore the vision and to kind of cure the illness. Yeah, so basically that is the thing here. You use stem cells and then you can give people the vision back. This would be kind of nice, okay? And the second thing is, a second example would be leukemia. So in the case of leukemia, it's some kind of a blood cancer. What you do is you take the adult stem cells out of a person's body by drilling into the bone marrow. And in the bone marrow, that's the stuff inside the bones where blood cells are made. and you basically get the stem cells from a person by extracting them from the bone marrow. And the person will get into treatment, and this treatment will now kill off the cancerous cells in the bone marrow. And then afterwards, the person will get his stem cells back, which we've extracted before. So it's almost like a transplantation on yourself a little bit. Yeah. And so this is a possibility where you can treat leukemia. And basically, what happens is now the following, that in both cases, stem cells play a role. Okay. Now, the thing is the following, I'm just going to give you a third example as well. Maybe you've heard of Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's is a disease where the people start to shake because of a problem with some nerve cells in the brain. And what you can do is you can take some stem cells and you can inject it into the brain to kind of treat that. Okay, so now what are some of the issues here? Well, first of all, on one hand, we can, of course, help people and cure them and treat them at least. So that is the advantage. But there is now also a disadvantage, and that's why we talk about the ethical debate, because where do you get the stem cells from? And traditionally, what you do is you just make an embryo. You take an egg cell or egg cells, which you've extracted from a person, and then you have also sperm cells, and you mix them together, and then you create an embryo, and then you have got a whole bunch of stem cells here that you can use for treatment. So, but there are some ethical issues with that, because ultimately what it means is that you end up killing a human being, because an embryo is a human being. That is basically the criticism. The second criticism could be, and this relates to Kant's moral ethics, is you are not allowed to use a human being as a tool. To give you an example here, let's say that there is one person and there are five people who need organs. I mean, yeah, and they all need it very desperately. Is it okay to kill one person so that five people can survive? You're going to say, of course not. Why not? Because you're not allowed to use a person as a tool for something else. And in this case, you would use this one person as a tool to save other people. And this is considered unethical. So that is basically the moral behind the whole thing here. And there are, of course, a whole bunch of counter arguments as well. Yeah. And one counter argument could be, an early stage embryo is not really a full human being. It's only, under quotation marks, a ball of cells. Yeah, it does not have all of the features of human life yet. Yeah, it's not a fully developed human being. Yeah, so this would be the counter argument, and then the counter argument to the counter argument would be, but where do you want to draw the line? Yeah, when the first nerve cells start to appear, this is quite early. When the heart starts to beat, is this the time when we start to define it as a human being? You see, it's a big gray zone, and it's kind of difficult now to draw a hard line, a cutoff line, to say from this second to the next, now it's a human being. It doesn't work like this in biology, in nature. It's a continual development. And essentially what we're doing is we want to draw somewhere a hard line, which is kind of difficult to do. Okay. So in other words, we have the issue is what is it that makes humans humans? And from what point onwards do we need to, or do we want to, or should we consider human life worthy of being protected? And it's interesting, I read somewhere that in the course of human development, theoretically, you can find no less than 16 possibilities where you could actually say, okay, from here on, we define human life. So I'll give you an example. Is it from the point of fertilization onwards? Is this the point? Yeah, but from the sperm entering the egg cell, is this the point? Yeah, maybe. But you say, but then you still have two different nuclei in a cell. They have not fused together yet. So maybe it's not the fertilization, but it's the fusion of the two nuclei that defines human life. Or is it from the point onward when the cell first starts to divide? Because not all fertilized cells have the ability to divide. Strange. Or is it from the point of implantation into the uterus onwards? Is this the point that we should use to define human life? Or when we have the first nerve cells forming, when we have the first heartbeat, where do we start to draw the line? Okay, so it's a very interesting question, but also a difficult question. Yeah. So, but before I'm getting lost here, let's move on. Okay. Another argument could be, and early stage embryos, they don't have a fully developed brain and nervous system, so they cannot feel pain. Is this the criterion that we want to use? Or you can also say, well, actually, I mean, those embryos, they were produced deliberately for the purpose of curing diseases. We are, sorry for the comparison, I know it's not a nice comparison, but I mean, we're producing farm animals and chicken for the purpose of food. They wouldn't be there otherwise, right? I mean, so the chicken should be happy that they are even alive for a short time. Yeah, we're not denying any chicken alive. We're creating them simply for that purpose. Yeah? So this could be an argument as well. And we're creating embryos for this very purpose of being used, yeah, as a source of treatment. Yeah? So this could be an argument. Yeah? Or another argument would be, well, you're producing so many embryos anyway during the process of in vitro fertilization where couples cannot have children. You do IVF, in vitro fertilization, and there's so many embryos that are left over. Well, let's just use them instead of just keeping them frozen in a freezer. Let's make use of them. But you see, then you already have just by using the words that I'm using right now, to use them, that's already considered problematic by many people because you're not allowed to use a human being. Okay, humans should not be tools for another purpose. That's one side. And on the other hand, you have, well, I mean, there are a whole bunch of people there waiting to be treated. Yeah. So you see, this is the spectrum of arguments that we have here. And one way of how this problem was a little bit partially resolved to some certain extent over the last couple of years is as well because nowadays there are now more and more the possibilities to use the so-called adult stem cells. And those adult stem cells, basically you do not need to make an embryo. And I think this solves already many ethical issues. But I just also wanted to tell you that the issue of ethics is not only limited to human life and whether you're destroying human life. Yeah, it's kind of a little bit linked to this abortion debate. Yeah? But also there can be other issues. For example, what are the medical risks? For example, if I were to be given stem cell therapy, could it not, wherever the sources are, either my own or from an embryo, there is maybe the certain risk that those stem cells go a little bit uncontrolled and start to form a tumor. So you see there are certain medical risks could be there, and this should also not be ignored in this whole debate. Yeah? It's not only about killing of a human life, of an embryo, so to say, yeah? But there are other issues as well, health risks. Yeah. If you really want to expand the whole thing a little bit more, is you can also say, okay, what are the source of the egg cells? The egg cells have to be extracted. This is also a thing that's not so easy. Yeah? So you see, this is a very large topic. I would suggest that you please summarize together some of the arguments for and against the use of stem cells. And the last comment that's really important is I'll be honest with you, your personal opinion about this, sure, you can have one, but that is not the point. The point is that those arguments here, whether you agree with them or whether you not agree with them, these are arguments that are out there in society, and these are concerns that are out there in society, and that's why you have certain ethics teams and ethics commissions, that's how you call them, to decide whether certain experiments can be or cannot be done. Okay? Because it's important that if there is a debate, let's say you're a scientist and you're doing experiments that are not considered okay by society, yeah, then that's also a problem because ultimately much of the research is paid by taxpayers' money. Yeah? And if the general society does not agree with that, the research that the scientists are doing, then that's also a problem. Okay, yeah. So basically, I'm going to give you a short summary again. Okay, I talked about what stem cells are. Stem cells can differentiate. They basically can form different cell types. They can divide continuously. Stem cells can be used to treat, for example, Stargardt's macular dystrophy, which is a form of an inborn vision problem, blindness. And it can be also used to treat leukemia. Stem cells have been used also for treating Parkinson's disease. And because the source of the stem cells can be embryos, there are a whole range of ethical debates here. And it's an ethical debate because there is, of course, the advantage of helping people and also the disadvantage that the source of the stem cells can be considered problematic. But I'm adding an additional one here is you also have to, of course, factor in the whole issue of the medical risk and medical advantages and disadvantages into the whole thing here. Okay, so that's it for today. Wish you a nice day. Bye-bye.